It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we release music and interviews from the bands that make the Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll talk to Taylor Toth and premiere a brand new track from our band. Get obsessed with Loving the Oaks, chat with Mikey Pellegrino of Late Waves, and explore the pretty side of Lyme with Milani and Serena. You're rocking the Stoneboney and Asbury Park this Saturday, April 6th, with Chris Rockwell Collective, Levy and the Oaks, Ella Ross, and Rust and Stardust in celebration of Bobby Mahoney's birthday bash. Of course, this band will also be playing. Kicking off this week's show, here's Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son with Empty Passenger Seats on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Son with Empty Passenger Seats on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their self-titled album is out now. See them at the Stoneboney in Asbury Park this Saturday. More info at BobbyMahoneyMusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Taylor Toth. Catch her at the Asbury Hotel April 13th, April 27th. She's rocking the Jammin' for Jacqueline benefit. Taylor, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me again. I'm very excited to be back.
It's always a pleasure having you on Jersey Rock. Last time I saw you was at the Rock Fest over at Monmouth Park back in the fall. You guys killed it that night. Awesome set. What have you been up to since then?
Well, thank you so much. I can't believe it's been that long since I've seen you. But we've been up to a lot. So I actually decided over the holiday season that I was going to go back to school. So I've been in New York City learning about music business and performing arts management, which is really exciting. And I've been really happy out here making the most of my connections and the most of what the city has to offer me. We've been working on a bunch of new music, and we have a new single coming out very soon.
Yeah, that single's coming out on April 12th, Hearts a Boomerang. How could someone get a hold of that when it drops?
So when it drops, you can listen to it on Spotify, you can listen to it on Apple Music, you can buy it on iTunes, pretty much anywhere where you buy and stream music. But we're really encouraging you to pre-save it on Spotify before it drops. So definitely please do that if you are able to.
The day after the song drops, April 13th, you're rocking the Asbury Hotel. Is that a full band show or is it you solo? What's it going to be?
So normally it's me and my guitar player, Nick Ryan. Occasionally we'll have some special guests jump up with us. So not sure what to expect from that as of right now, but it'll definitely be Nick Ryan and I, and hopefully we'll have some friends join us. And it is the day after our release, so we're going to be celebrating that. So hopefully everyone can come out and celebrate with us.
It's going to be a good time. That's a great space. And of course, April 27th, you're donating your time and your talent for the Jam and for Jaclyn benefit. That's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited for that. The first time we ever played it was last year, and Mike Squillis has become a really dear and good friend of mine. So I'm really excited to be back and supporting the cause. And I really encourage everyone to come out because it's really a fun time for such a great cause.
Hell yeah, I will definitely be there. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about the Taylor Tote Band, how can they do so?
You can go to my website, taylortote.com, or you can go on my Facebook, Taylor Tote Music, or my YouTube page, Taylor Tote Music, which there will also be a video dropping eventually, so stay tuned for that.
And, of course, the track we're rocking is the new single that's dropping on April 12th. Tell us about Hearts a Boomerang.
So Hearts a Boomerang, I wrote about a year ago, this time actually, last spring. And I was really in this space of, like, not knowing exactly what I wanted out of my life and my relationships. And I always found myself going back and forth between the two. And I am a Gemini, so I am indecisive at heart. So anyone who has gone through an indecisive moment can definitely relate to this song.
Taylor Tote, see her at the Asbury Hotel on April 13th, the Jammin' for Jaclyn benefit event on April 27th. Taylor, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And right now, let's do that track. Here's the Taylor Tote Band with Hearts a Boomerang on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Let it go just to take it back, and I'll leave again just as fast. I know. Always want what I don't need, only love what I can't see, only crave what is out of reach. I know. So when I say that you don't know how to take it, you gotta know it's only 'cause I want you bad. But don't come over. I cannot breathe. I guess it's some kind of mad disease. I know. And I know I got you so confused. I don't want you 'cause I want you. How much more spinning can you do? Don't know. So when I say that you don't know how to take it, you gotta know it's only 'cause I want you dead. When I come around, my heart. That's when I end up leaving, cause my heart's a boomerang.
Hey, this is Lou Panico from Levy and the Oaks, and you are listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's obsessive love, it's more than peace and doves. There's a little hell in this heaven above. Obsessive love, it's more than peace and doves. There's a little hell, this heaven above. First act to tie a swing. Clear skies and budding trees. Starts the movie of you and me. Long ago with the director that never showed.
With Obsessive Love on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their latest EP, Sound of the City, is out now. Check it out at levyandtheoaks.com and catch them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Saturday. Joining us over the phone is Mikey Pellegrino of Late Waves. Catch them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on Monday, April 8th, when their Ultimate Weekend Warrior Tour rolls in to celebrate the Jeff Crespi birthday bash. It's a free show. Mikey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, awesome, awesome to be here.
Dude, my pleasure to have you on the podcast. And of course, you guys currently are doing a little mini tour, the Ultimate Weekend Warrior Tour. I love the title of that. Tell us about that.
So I guess it's just because we wanted to go out for a little bit longer, but it ended up just being 4 days. So the whole Weekend Warrior, vibe came about when we were discussing it. And then all of a sudden, our manager's fiance sent us the tour flyer and surprised us with the Ultimate Warrior graphic, and we got so pumped on it. So everyone's been saying that we're not playing with each other. It's like Late Waves versus Rare Futures versus Pass Away versus Millie, like saying we're versus each other instead of playing with each other. So it's fun.
If I remember correctly, Jack Tunney ruled that the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan could never be in the same ring again, so hopefully this won't go that route.
I might Hulkamania my shirt off on stage, but... I can't guarantee anything.
Well, that brings me to my next question. With this awesome tour rolling in to the Wonder Bar on April 8th, what can people expect from you guys at the Jeff Crespi Birthday Bash?
We've been working on a couple of new songs, so we've introduced one or two of the newer ones that aren't released yet into our set, and we're extremely pumped on those. And if you've seen Late Waves before, it's just high energy, and it's kind of chaotic, and it almost looks like it's going to fall apart the whole time, but we somehow managed to pull through. So, just high energy, and it's a Monday night, which for some reason, whenever we do Mondays at the Wonder Bar, they always turn out like super fun. So bring that Monday energy, I guess.
You guys have your Broken Bird singles collection out now, a follow-up to your Partied Out EP. Tell us about that collection. What went into producing it?
So when we recorded Partied Out first, we kind of assumed there'd be a lot of band members. We were just assuming that we'd pick up a couple more people to play all these extra parts we recorded in the studio. And then once we played our first show, we realized we're only a three-piece. So when we recorded the Broken Bird singles collection, we decided to record it as a three-piece. And we just picked three of our favorite songs that we'd be writing on the time and just decided to release them one song a week for the month of October. And we were just super proud of it, working with Eric Romero. Really captured, because like we said, when I have like a lead guitar part on any part on that EP, there's just bass underneath it, because that's what you get live. And a lot of three pieces will record, a rhythm guitar on the studio version, and then live obviously will be missing. So we took all the comfortable layers off of the studio and recorded completely as is. So that's why we're super proud of Broken Bird singles.
Well, they came out great. We're going to rock one of them in a moment. But before we get to that, how could someone get a hold of the singles?
So right now the singles are just digital. They are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, anywhere you could buy music or stream it digitally. You can download them on Bandcamp, which is just bandcamp.com/latewaves. We are working on hopefully pressing them onto vinyl this summer, along with all the new stuff we're doing.
And the track we're doing is Deadlights. Tell us about this tune.
So Deadlights is really fun because it's based about Stephen King's novel, It. So, but it goes a little more in depth. So in It, there's obviously the killer clown that everyone knows. But when you read the book, there's a story about, like a chubby kid who's a loser kind of in the group. Well, the whole group is called the Losers Club, but he's probably the biggest loser of all of them. And he's in love with, the pretty girl. And the love is completely unrequited. And then surrounding that story, there's a giant serial killing, insane outer space clown chasing them. So that's what the song's about. It's about unrequited love while you're being, haunted by a interdimensional clown that represents fear. So normal stuff.
I think it's something we can all relate to.
Yeah.
Mikey Pellegrino of Late Waves. Don't miss them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on Monday, April 8th. It's their Ultimate Weekend Warrior Tour, and they're celebrating the Jeff Crespi Birthday Bash. Mikey, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me, man.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Late Waves with Deadlights on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
vibration. I don't. There's someone in the kitchen drinking up the tuition, setting up bad decisions. Oh no.
Serena with Pretty Lies on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at NalaniSerena.com or NSTwins.com. And don't miss them at the Stone Pony for Bobby Mahoney's birthday bash this Saturday, April 6th. There's a ton of great bands in the bill for that show. More info at StonePonyOnline.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.